Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, The V. Vince Brown coming at you once again, family. You already know it's good to talk to you. Oh, I know I'm a couple days late, but you already know we already with it, baby. So, we're going to go ahead and get into it this time. So, talked to y'all last week. You know, we talked about guys' night or whatever. You know, I sound a little annoyed on guys' night. You know, just coming out of quarantine from my little quote-unquote COVID scare. Not me. For the ones of y'all who are hearing now, it won't me. I ain't have it. You know, went and took the test. You know, test said no. Okay, asked the test. Test said no. All right. So, you know, been cooling, been chilling. Came back to work this week. Let me tell y'all niggas something. Let me tell y'all something. Hope y'all been good. You know, y'all already know that. Tell y'all something. So I was supposed to come back to work on Monday. My boss told me, hey man, call HR 7 o'clock in the morning. That's when they first get there, you know. So I said, you know, I understand how people are when they first get to work. You don't want nobody to first call you when you first get to work. So I'm like, I wake up at 7:30 anyways. I call 7:30. As soon as I wake up, we'll get this movement going. I'll be in the work. It'll be all good to go. Right? That's my plan. That's what I'm going to do. Right? Y'all ever come up with a plan? The plan be, you think the plan foolproof. You think the plan is simple. Even if the plan just involves you, you think the plan is simple. I call 7:30 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Fresh out of the bed, groggier. Call up HR. No answer. Okay, that's fine. You know what? If he just got there at 7:30, he might not be at the desk. You know, he might have got some coffee. You know, I'm one of them niggas. I will always give people the benefit of the doubt, right? Don't get me wrong, right? I'm always ready, but I'm a kind-hearted individual, right? I can kill you, but I'm a kind-hearted individual. So I'm always ready, but I always give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, well, yeah, maybe he's not at the desk. What's going on? So. How about the bed? You know, go ahead, drop one, brush my teeth, get everything all situated, good to go, get dressed. All right, let's call him again. It's probably around 7:50 at this time. You know, it's not 7:45, but I'd say around 7:50. Call him again. No answer. No answer. What the hell? Okay, cool. Yeah. I figure hung up that time and I called again. No answer. This time I left the message. Hey, just giving y'all a call. Results came back negative Friday. So I was supposed to call y'all Monday, bring y'all the results, just letting y'all know. Good to go. Just let me know if I can come in or not. All right. Peace. I waited, and like I said, I clock in at 8:30, yo. So I think I waited until probably about 8:10, 8:15 to call again. No answer again. Okay, alright. I called about 7 times between 7:30 in the morning and 12 in the afternoon. Yeah, needless to say, I didn't go to work today. Well, that day. Ain't nobody picked the phone up. Oh, man. I was sitting there like, this is wild. Like, this is so wild. On the 8th call. finally got through. Hey, what's going on, HR? What's going on with yeah, man, what's going on? I just want to let y'all, what the hell is going on? I'm not really mad or nothing like that. Because, I mean, hey, I'm not going to work today. It's past 2 hours past what I would clock in at. Like, what's the point? I'm not going to work today. So, I just want to let y'all know my results is negative. Like, y'all can pencil me in. Y'all can do what y'all want. Like, hell, they forgot about me. I'm still supposed to email them the results. Like, I went back on Tuesday or whatever. They cleared me. I'm still supposed to email them the results. I haven't got around to doing it yet. I probably need to send that email, but y'all niggas ain't picked the phone up anyways. Wasn't nobody worried about the shit. Hell. I'm good. They know it. All right. Even when I walked in on Tuesday, hey, bam. Just want to let y'all know. Good to go. Alright, even showed them, you know, good to go. Cool. Went back to work. Man, I cracked the hell up, bro, when I was up in there on Tuesday. Because it was like, yo, they really wasn't really worried about it. Oh, yeah. Yo, OCU's who was calling yesterday. Oh, yeah. They making jokes and shit. Now, I'm laughing. I can go along with the jokes. We can make jokes all day. But I'm like, yeah, I really wasn't picking the phone up. Like, oh, yeah, well, you know, such and such wasn't at work that day, so wasn't nobody at the phone. And y'all just didn't think the phone was important to answer? Y'all are HR. All right. That's cool. You know, but hey, man, that's not on me. That's above my pay grade. Y'all do what y'all want to do. All right. I just know I'm good and I'm back to work. Right? Funny thing is, I think it was because of the COVID test that I got another email, like I'd say later that week, if not that same Monday, right? That same Monday after they didn't pick the phone up, I got an email. So, went back to work Tuesday, Wednesday, I got my first dose of the zombie juice. Yep. Went ahead and got the first vaccination. Went ahead and got the first of the COVID killer. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Went ahead and got the first of the COVID on the ice, you know? I mean, tell you the truth, it didn't really. How do I feel? I mean, I don't feel no different. Feel good, feel great, but I even thought shots would hurt. I guess because I got older now, you know, when you was younger, shots used to hurt. Like, that shit ain't even hurt. I was like, oh damn, cool. So I'm like, man, 28 days until the next one, and then I am officially vaccinated. Yay, vaccinated. Hey man, listen. If we all turn into zombies and I gotta eat some of y'all, I'm sorry. It's not really a choice I wanna make. It's the zombie in me. You know, I'm not choosing this. I'm just letting y'all know right now. You know, some of y'all might be zombies too. Like, man, I feel you. I don't wanna eat nobody, but I had to get vaccinated. You know? Some y'all niggas saw I Am Legend. Come on now. We all can't be Will Smith. We all cannot be Will Smith. Some of y'all can't even be the damn dog. That's all I'm saying. We all can't make it. Anyway, it's not the point. My fault. I'm sorry. Y'all know I love y'all, but I get off track. Anyways, but yeah, got the first of the zombie juice after I came back to work. I felt great. You know, I didn't mind my little arm pain because I'm used to little nagging pains and shit like that, man. But it was an all right week. Except for as I was scrolling through my timelines as my week went on. Does anybody want to talk to Lil Nas X, or should I talk to Lil Nas X? Because I think one of y'all should talk to Lil Nas X. Maybe I should. Maybe I'm a little more understanding. You're right. Maybe it should be on me. But so who told the boy to put a stripper pole in hell and
giving lap dances to the devil and shit. Now, you do what you want, bro. Like, that's art or whatever. Like, but the same nigga that was on Sesame Street and making Old Town Road is now twerking on the devil in hell. Hey, bro, you do what you want. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Do what you want. But the funny thing is, I like laughing at the people that get so mad at his ass. You know, like, listen, Old Town Road took off. And everybody, you didn't have no clue what type of artist Lil Nas X was going to be. You just knew you was going to take your horse to the Old Town Road and you was going to ride till you can't no more. That's all you knew. And you had the horses in the back. I can't even remember the damn song. Exactly, they got the horses in the back. Something with some snacks. That's all I got with you. That's it. I ain't got it. Old Town Road wasn't even like a classic. It just hit and took the fuck off. Like, it wasn't even like a classic. Like, it's just the number one song of all time now, bro. Like, it's allegedly a classic because it's number one, but it's like, now you got him making Satan shoes. I don't know about y'all, but if I don't know how I feel about buying a pair of shoes that got blood in them, like that got human blood in the shoe. Like, allegedly it's got like 66 cc's of black ink and one drop of human blood in this black and red shoe. Not gonna lie, the color scheme, dope. Very dope. Even the blood red, dope. Very dope. But I don't know if I want actual blood. Like, I know Cardi B said these is bloody shoes, but that nigga won't play. Now, bad part is, right, I'm so supportive of arts and shit like that. Check back with me next week. let me find out more, because Lil Nas got plans to act wilder. So check back with me next week and see how I'm feeling. But just wait and see. You know what I'm saying? But just remember, y'all did let this nigga on Sesame Street. I saw the memes too. Y'all did let this nigga on Sesame Street. Like, we don't have to talk about it. But between Lil Nas X being chastised by the white people and the Christians about the devilish and satanic views, you can also, on the flip side of that, go with, what was it, Cardi B. I read this story too, y'all. This shit wild. Happy Easter, by the way. Yeah, this the Easter we doing. This the Easter we doing. Between Lil Nas X and twerking on Satan and the white people being mad because they feel WAP lyrics are more acceptable in school than Green Eggs and Ham. I know y'all saw that shit. They was pulling Dr. Seuss books off the shelf. How? Now, I understand for, you know, derogatory and racial insensitive pictures that were, you know, maybe slanderous towards another culture. It was another time period. I understand that. And hell, even with my own damn football team losing their name, you know, I understand that. You know, you can't be as derogatory. I mean, I don't want to say you can't be as derogatory. You're not supposed to be derogatory, but it's like you can't. The same terminology that was okay back then ain't okay nowadays. You feel me? Even I understand that. So I try to clean up my shit a little bit. You feel me? And you say that, but how you gonna say that in the same sentence? That's why I said a little bit. The sentence won't that bad. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It could have been worse, but I'm trying to clean it up a little bit, because the same terminology, like, you can't necessarily talk about the same groups of people and the same types of people in the same way that was acceptable before. You know what I'm saying? So I understand why Dr. Seuss's books got pulled off the shelves, but I was like, damn, they was coming for Dr. Seuss too? Like, do you know how much back records you gotta pull? Like, do you know what I mean? Hold on. Since we all talking about racial shit, on page 74, you see this? I don't like this picture right here. Take it out. Get it out of here. Either take it out or it's a lawsuit. I'm selling Dr. Seuss and paperback books. You selling... How you gonna sue paperback books? They ain't got shit to do with this. Don't even matter. I'm taking all the books' money. So they was like, all right, we gotta pull the Dr. Seuss books off the shelf. Damn! And now Dr. Seuss ain't got no more books on the shelf. But they feel that, you know, WAP lyrics are more acceptable in school, but it's like, no one can really patrol what these children are listening to. Like, parents get mad, everybody get mad, white people get mad, black people get mad, everybody get mad. When kids start acting up and doing crazy and they go, oh, it's in the music, it's in the video games, it's in all this shit, it's in social media. You can check that box. It is in social media. You can check that fucking box. But as far as music goes, you know, you can really check all those boxes with it, because it is what you put in front of their eyes, what they see, what they learn, what they hear. It all goes into their brain, it goes into their processing, it goes into developing them as a person. So really, you can't really patrol what they listening to. Like, what's going into their headphones as they walk around school, going from A1 to A2, or on a B day when you go from B6 to B7. You can't patrol what's in their headphones, especially nowadays with masks on. With masks on, it makes it so easier not to talk to anybody. Like, you really gotta try to be social, and that's no cap, cause you can sit there with a mask on and just be chilling. Like, I don't have nothing to do with y'all niggas. You said what? Ha 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 ha. Like, masks contribute to antisocial behavior, and that's no bullshit. So, with them headphones on and that mask on, you damn sure can't patrol what's going on in them headphones. So, WAP lyrics may be more acceptable in school because you really don't know what's going on in their headphones. You're not looking at it. You know they're not reading audio books of Dr. Seuss, and if they are, they're not looking at derogatory pictures of other cultures and shit, so... Hey, man, WAP lyrics might win. You know, you can't have certain Dr. Seuss books, but they can have their phone on their phone as their playlist. If WAP on the playlist, you out of luck. I don't know if they have school dances anymore. I don't know if that's allowed because of social distancing and shit, you know. But if WAP was on the playlist for the DJ, you out of luck. Man, especially if back when I was at dancing shit, if WAP was on the playlist when I was at a dance, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. She's out of luck. He's out of luck. Everyone, you're out of luck. You're out of luck, and I'm making somebody's boyfriend mad. No bullshit. I'm making some niggas mad because it's. If WAP come on, yeah. If WAP came on and Body came on, you fucked up. Like, I had my, you know, we all had our bangers back then, you know, when our songs came on. Like, one of the greatest party songs I've ever heard was probably Whistle While You Twerk. When that shit came on at a party, between that and Say Aye 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 Aye, like, Say Aye Aye Aye, when the Yin Yang Twins would set a party off in a minute. Like, that's no bullshit, but that's a different story. You know, you can't, but just like then, you couldn't patrol what we was listening to. It's music. It's the way music go, you know. So if it's cranking, it's cranking. It's on the playlist, you know. You know, you have insensitive pictures in a Dr. Seuss book. You know, we can't have that here. We can't have insensitive. That's like, they take that shit nowadays as the equivalent to like drawing swastikas and shit on the wall. Like, you can't have that shit. That's not. You cannot act. Ah, who drew this? Get them out of here. You know what I'm saying? That's like. You can't have that derogatory imagery no more. We all try to fight it. It fights back, and everybody goes, "Holy shit! How does it fight back?" But come on now, just as we fight it and people fight it, there are people that fight against that and go, well, it don't need to. Well, it's got history. You know, it's not hurting nobody. It's just imagery. A lot of it's just jokes. And hey, man, even myself, right? And I know for a fact, I can call myself out on my own bullshit. Like, even myself, I'll laugh at inappropriate shit. You feel me? In a minute. I'll laugh at some inappropriate shit that's not supposed to be laughed at. And I'll be trying not to laugh. Like, I laugh at situations that aren't meant to be laughed in. Right? But I'm going to make the best out of every situation type person. So I'm going to laugh my way through it. Even if there's some shit that's happening to me, I got to laugh because it's like, damn, this is some bullshit. You know, you laugh and then you work through it. You push. Like, so yeah, in some fucked up situations, I may be cracking the hell up. And I push. You push through that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's me. You know, so a whole different story. You know, nowadays, generation's not like that. So you can't have that imagery. You can't have that narrative. You can't have that direction. So yeah, Dr. Seuss is out, WAP is in. And parents are mad all across the country. It's funny to me. Hilarious to me. I crack up anyway. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, family, I think I'm going to send you out into the world and into this craziness. Well, I hope you do have a wonderful and a very peaceful and relaxing Easter. You do deserve a relaxing Easter. Just take a second today. Chill with your family. Love your loved ones. Hit your people up. Like, keep it honest and true today, y'all. Just be real and be yourself today. And please, if you do one thing for me, take a deep breath for your goddamn self. And know that it's okay. You're going to make it through. I love y'all, family. We still going. We still pushing. Late or not, the podcast is still here. Music on the way. Shh. What did he say? Did he say music on the way? Did he say music? Shut up. Anyways. I love y'all, family. We got big things still on the way, y'all. Don't you ever forget it either. More and more and more and more and more, you'll start to see them pop up and show up. Just keep your eyes up. Keep your eyes peeled. Be safe out there, family. I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.